In today's gospel, Christ urges us, like Mary, to remain focused on Him. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This morning, I'm going to give each of you the permission to worry. Now, I'm giving you that permission because, you know, most of us worry about all kinds of different things. Then we feel guilty that we're worrying too much. So I'm giving you permission this morning to worry about four specific things. First of all, if your birthday cake collapses under the weight of the candles, you have permission to worry. Secondly, on a beautiful summer afternoon like this, if you're out taking a drive on some nice, narrow, backwoods road, and all of a sudden you come right up on a big gang of Hell's Angels motorcycles, and they're hogging the whole road, you can't get by them. And all of a sudden, there's a short circuit in your steering column, and your horn starts to beep. And it beeps and it beeps and it beeps and you can't stop it. And all of a sudden they all turn around and look at you. You have permission to worry. Thirdly, if you wake up some morning, laying in bed, you look out the window, and there perched right on the windowsill is a bird looking in at you. And the bird is a vulture. You have permission to worry. Finally, if you are a woman and you come downstairs one day to breakfast and your husband looks up at you and says, "Good morning, Teresa. And your name is Lola," you have permission to worry. But seriously though, we worry about all kinds of things. It's part of human life, I guess. The question is, what do we do with our concerns and worries? Today's gospel reminds us we should take the worries and the concerns of life and bring them to the feet of the Lord. Bring our concerns and our worries there to Him. That's what we should do with them. And that's what Martha forgets to do, you see. Martha, in the gospel today, comes across as a little bit of a heavy, doesn't she? A little bit of a villainous. But we have to remember that Martha was a woman of great faith. Later on in the gospel, after her brother Lazarus has died, and when she hears that Jesus is coming finally to the village, she runs out to him. And she says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She believes in him. She loves him. And she says to him, "Even now I believe that whatever you ask of God, he will give you." She's a woman of great faith. But on this particular day, in this particular set of circumstances, she's so overburdened with all kinds of other things that she forgets the most important thing: to be with her guest. Her worries and concerns blind her to the fact that the most important thing is to be with Jesus. That's the same thing with you and me, you see. We love the Lord. We believe that He cares for us, that He's come to save us. We love Him. We have faith in Him. But sometimes the worries and the concerns of life make us forget that we really need to be in His presence. We need to bring our concerns there. That's what we need to do, at His feet. And I think there's two reasons why we need to do that. The first is that at the feet of Jesus, we will find the power we need to deal with our worries and concerns. It doesn't mean that when we come to Him, He's going to take away our worries and concerns necessarily. He might in some cases. But remember, when He was in the garden praying to the Father did not take away the cross from Him. But He got the power, He had the strength to deal with it. So for us, if we come to Him with our worries and concerns, we will get the strength to get through, the power. Of course, I'm talking about coming to Him in prayer, bringing in prayer our concerns and worries to Him. There's lots of different ways of doing that. You might, for example, just find 15 minutes a day, probably at the same time of day if you can, because you kind of work it into your schedule. And you just sit quietly and tell Him what's on your mind. Tell Him what's in your heart. Tell Him what's going on. Tell Him what you need help with. That kind of prayer from the heart, I think, is very powerful with God. Or maybe you pick up the Scripture, you pick up the Bible, open up to the Gospel, and you read a few verses of one of the Gospels, and you say to the Lord then, Lord, what are You saying to me here? How are You addressing my life in what You say here? And you think about that. Or maybe you're driving along, you say a rosary in the car, making an intention on each decade of the rosary. Maybe that's what you do. Or maybe you pick up the Liturgy of the Hours, the official prayer of the church, and you say morning prayer or evening prayer, you pray those psalms. However you do it, you bring to the Lord what's going on in your life to get the power you need. It's a wonderful story told about Abraham Lincoln. You know, Abraham Lincoln, great president during the Civil War, that war wore on him. The war was going on, thousands of young men on both sides dying every day. And one day a friend visited him in the White House, and Lincoln was really wiped out. And his friend said to him, you need some rest. You should go to sleep, get some rest for a few hours. And Lincoln replied, well, that might help. He said, I'm tired on the inside. I'm tired on the inside where sleep can't help. We know what that means, don't we? Be tired on the inside. Be tired in our spirit. Be tired in our soul. But Lincoln was a man of prayer. We need to be too, to get the power we need for the concerns and worries of life. Second reason we bring all those concerns and worries to the feet of the Lord is because not only can we get power, but we can get perspective sometimes. Perspective. We have so many things going on. You know, sometimes we just don't know how to balance everything. We don't know what's the most important. We lose perspective. And in prayer, we can sometimes get that. I recall a wonderful little thing I read not long ago from this man who said, you know, he said, when my children were growing up, when my kids were little, I used to go out in the backyard and I'd look. And I used to have this beautiful green grass backyard, you know, it was wonderful. And I'd go out when the kids were there, and I'd look and I'd say, God, look at they dug a hole over there, and they put a mud pies over there, and the lawn is awful. Look at that. I wish the lawn looked the way it did before. He said, now I go out in the backyard. All my kids are grown up and they've moved away. I go up in my backyard and I see that beautiful grass. It's just pristine. It couldn't be any better. And I say to myself, I wish my kids were here. I wish my kids were still here. See, we lose perspective sometimes on what's really important. We can gain that back in prayer at the feet of the Lord. You know, we've all had the experience of buttoning something down or buttoning something up that has a lot of buttons on the front. You know, I have my red bishop's cassock. I don't wear it that often these days, but when I do, it's got, I don't know how many buttons it's got, but it's got a lot of buttons. And I've had the experience of buttoning it all up and getting down to the bottom and finding out I've got two buttons left over. You've all had that happen, you know. You got to unbutton it all and start again. If you don't get the first button in the right hole, everything else doesn't follow, right? That's the way it is with life. If we don't get the button of life in the right hole to start with, everything else falls apart. What does Jesus say to us about life? Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the things of the kingdom of God. Seek me. Then everything else will follow. Get me in the right button, the first buttonhole. Everything else will follow. So as we gather here this morning, let's learn from this gospel where we need to be at the feet of the Lord always in prayer in one way or another. We need to be there with our heart, with our concerns and our problems and our worries. We need to bring them there so that we can gain power and perspective and live as fully as we can in the grace of Christ. May God bless you.